Pastor Mark Little, we are witnessing a Marxist takeover supported by members of Congress. By Robert Krajicek on July 14, 2020. The removal of monuments and statues across America is part of a broader Marxist takeover involving elected officials, stated Mark Little, a Los Angeles-based attorney and pastor. Offering his remarks during Tuesday's rally to defend the Abraham Lincoln Emancipation Monument in Washington, D.C. Little, who is the board chair for the Center for Urban Renewal and Education, CURE, said. We are witnessing a Marxist takeover supported by members of Congress that laughs through the flames that burn in the buildings of our inner cities that they set ablaze. And that will not stop until it robs us of our freedom as we know it. And as guaranteed under the Declaration of Independence. What we've seen since the matter of George Floyd in Minneapolis is the unveiling of what has been percolating against the church. Make no mistake, the body of Christ is the target of the Marxists. For it cannot succeed when morality stands in the way. Morality brings clarity. The tool of the Marxists is confusion. It is no mistake. They are closing churches. Forbidding singing during worship, should we be so lucky to get in a church these days? Defacing murals and monuments of Christ and the Blessed Virgin Mary while the former head of the DNC, Howard Dean, calls Christianity a religion of hate. To the learned mind, we are witnessing the birth of a long-orchestrated effort by our enemies at the hands of useful idiots of all ethnicities who hate their own country of birth and are driven by liberal ideology who are driven not by liberal ideology, but by a liberal theology, and bring the unsuspecting and misinformed along for the ride. We're fighting a new religion disguised as racial justice. This revolution has nothing to do with racial justice. It has everything to do with the authority of God and their own quest for power. On Saturday, former head of the Democratic National Committee Howard Dean described America's Christians as having a reputation for hate. Little described monuments and statues as educational tools for social betterment. Watch. Little said. Remembering the past is the nutrition of education. Monuments like the Freedmen's Memorial Monument intend to teach from a period of time in history and are often markers of American beginnings that allow us to appreciate the pain and victories of our journey as a nation and chart our course for tomorrow, united in our American traditions, bound together by commitment to one another, and blessed by our shared citizenship. The Freedmen's Memorial Monument to Abraham Lincoln is our teachable marker. The fate of its replica in the intellectual capital of our nation, for what it's worth, Boston, Massachusetts, will be decided today. It is being removed from the public square. This Lincoln Park monument, a marker that reminds us of the Emancipation Proclamation responsible for freeing the cities and states, not under Union control, must remain. On Friday and Saturday, statues of the Virgin Mary were vandalized in New York City and Boston, respectively. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.